Well, we're learning more about that deadly shooting yesterday at the huge Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California. Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy says a gunman killed a 6-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl and a man in his 20s.
And I will confirm that the suspect is Santino William Logan, who is 19 years old. I say that name with some hesitation because I don't believe that somebody like this deserves the notoriety, the recognition.
The suspect was killed by police. KQED reporter Rachel Miro joins us now on her cell phone from outside that Gilroy police station where officials just briefed reporters. Rachel, sounds like a lot of emotion there. What more did police say about the alleged gunman, or maybe the gun he used, or the motive?
Well, they couldn't say much. They're still, of course, scouring the crime scene. The Garlic Festival grounds are now a crime scene, and there are more than a couple dozen FBI investigators helping them do that. As you just heard, the police chief was loath to give any new details. We do know that one of the victims, the 6-year-old boy, is named Stephen Romero, and we know that because his family members have been talking to the press in the last 24 hours. We don't know the names of the 13-year-old or the young man in his 20s, but it is striking that at least the fatalities are all very young people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We were hearing reporting that there may be information from social media or elsewhere about this suspect. Do we know any more?
Well, you know, the representative for the FBI speaking at the press conference, Deputy Special Agent Craig Fair, mentioned that they are taking this young man's ideological leanings into account, that they are scouring social media as are just about everybody else to see, you know, what his potential motivations are. It's pretty clear from what has come out that, you know, he had a wide range of hatreds against a lot of different kinds of people, and that may indicate why he was so keen to kill as many people as possible. Although the police who were on the scene managed to take him down in less than a minute, that's even though he had an assault rifle he purchased in Nevada and had brought over illegally into California, and the police officers were coming at him with handguns.
Well, but within 1 minute, he was shot and killed. Look, there were metal detectors for thousands of people coming into this festival. Apparently, the gunman swam a creek, cut through a fence. As we said, police, you know, right there. We should say there was also a shooting at the Old Timers Festival in Brooklyn over the weekend. One man killed there, 11 injured. So spasms on both sides of the country. What are people there in Gilroy saying?
For the most part, they're still in a state of shock. And now, of course, comes the concern about the people who are injured and fighting for their lives. And even people who may not be now are all of them. The question is, you know, who's going to take care of those health care costs? A lot of people are expressing concern about fundraising already. But yeah, there is a great deal of distress and despair that this young man who apparently tried to kill a lot of people at the Garlic Festival would pick something that really is this community's pride and joy for 41 years now.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, is there also fear in the half a minute we have because there was word of a second suspect?
Yes, it is not clear that that suspect was armed or participated in this attack. It might just be somebody who offered assistance to the alleged shooter. So we're still waiting for more details on that.
Rachel Miro, a reporter at KQED, on that terrible shooting in Gilroy, California at the Garlic Festival. 3 people dead, 2 young people, 2 children. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you.